Verse 14. Seeing that the impact might be hard to handle, he quickly remedies it, saying, "I don't write these things to embarrass you, but to advise you as my dear children." "I'm not saying these things to shame you," he states. What he had done with his words, he now says he hasn't. Rather, he concedes that he has done it, but not with malice or spite. Indeed, this approach of calming is the most effective if we first speak our truth and then offer an excuse based on our intentions. To withhold words was not an option, as they would have continued in their ways. It was harsh to leave the inflicted wound untreated after he had voiced his concerns. That's why he apologizes along with his sternness. This doesn't undermine the effectiveness of the correction. Instead, it allows it to penetrate deeper while alleviating any immediate harshness from the rebuke. Since when one understands that these words are expressed not out of scorn but out of love, he is more likely to accept correction.